Bhagavad Lila, 11th canto, chapter 17, Sri Krishna describes the Varnashram system to Uddhava. In Satyuga, there was only one Varna, one social order, called Hamsa. Everyone was a Hamsa, purified individual, automatically dedicated to God from birth. They're all perfect. It's called Kriti Yuga. The Vedas manifest in the form of the sacred syllable Om, and the Supreme Lord was perceived within the mind in the forearm form of the four-legged bull of religion. There was no formal sacrifices, and the sinless people were naturally inclined to perform austerities and meditate on the personal form of God. In the next stage, Treta Yuga, the three Vedas manifest, and then the Yajna, sacrificial fire, and then they arose the four Varnas and four Ashramas, which prescribe material and spiritual duties for different members of society. In this chapter, Krishna describes the four Varnas and the natures and the four Ashramas. A householder should study the Vedas every day and maintain his dependence with money honestly earned by his own occupation. He should worship the Lord with various rituals. He should be unattached to material life and fixed in devotion to God. If he has a grown-up son, he may directly take sannyas. In this chapter, there's a famous verse in chapter 17 about Varnashram, verse 27. This verse describes the Acharya, the transcendental professor of the spiritual science. Krishna spoke to Uddhava. Acharyam mam vijaniyanna Nava manyeta karhichit Namartya buddhya suyeta Sarva deva mayo guru. O Uddhav, one should understand the Acharya as myself and never disrespect him in any way. One should not envy the Acharya, thinking him an ordinary man. For the Acharya is a representative of all the demigods. Prabhupada comments on this verse in Adi Lila 146. A spiritual master is like a parent. Without the care of the spiritual master, a disciple cannot rise to the plane of transcendental service. The Acharya is a transcendental professor of spiritual science. He teaches the intricacies of the Vedas and gives second birth. To initiate a disciple in the study of the spiritual science is called Upaniti, which brings one nearer to the spiritual master. Only out of immense compassion does God reveal himself as the Guru. In the dealings of an Acharya, there are no activities but those of transcendental loving service to the Lord. The Guru is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. It is worthwhile to take shelter of such a steady devotee who is called the Ashraya Vigraha. Disciples should always respect the spiritual master as a manifestation of Sri Krishna, but he cannot imitate the pastimes of the Lord. Bhagavad Lila, 11th canto, chapter 18, further description of Varnashram Dharma, wherein Krishna explains the vanaprastha and sannyas orders of the spiritual ashrams. A vanaprastha should leave his wife in the care of his sons, or take her along, and with a peaceful mind spend his life in the forest. The vanaprastha should eat fruits and roots, and sometimes grains cooked by the fire, or tree-ripened fruits. He should dress in tree bark and grass or skin of a deer. He should not cut his hair, beard, or nails. So it's actually very strict tapasya he has to follow. One that accepts sannyas, he must give everything he possesses in charity to the brahmanas and establish within his own heart the sacrificial fires. And Krishna describes guru disciple. He says that one wants his own best interest to take shelter of a bona fide guru, faithfully serve him, free from envy, fixed in bhakti. He should accept the guru as not different from God. A brahmachari, he must serve the guru. A grihastha, he must protect living entities. Vanaprast must perform austerities. Sannyasi must observe self-control and non-violence. Some interesting verses and purports in this chapter. Text 39 of chapter 18. Tavat paricharit bhakta shraddhavan anasuyaka yavad brahma vijaniyan mameva gurum adrita. Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, until a devotee has clearly realized spiritual knowledge, Brahma Vigyan, he should continue with great faith and respect and without envy to render personal service to the Guru who is non-different from Krishna. Paricharit Bhakta. The mercy of Krishna comes through the mercy of the Guru. A devotee who has been blessed by his Guru with spiritual knowledge can directly engage in the preaching mission of Krishna. The word paricharit in this verse means serving the Guru personally. If one has not clearly realized the teachings of his Guru, he should stay very close to the Guru to avoid falling into Maya. But one who has acquired Brahma Vigyan, realized knowledge by the mercy of his Guru, may spread Krishna consciousness around the world. By Rajagacharya Ashtatara Sadashi Shimare Si Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.